This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You
know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. All right, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Mike, Pete, across the way, Bogus, your updates. Our Dower taking you for the next two, right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific here on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius and XM 206, the app as well. Your number to call, as always, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
There you go. So, the NFL playoffs, as we dealt with the whole coaching game of musical chairs in hour number one. Kingsbury in at Arizona, Arians in down in Tampa Bay. McCarthy wants the Jet job and the Jet job alone, although there's nobody else that's really pursuing Mike McCarthy, which makes you raise an eyebrow a little bit as well. Freddie Kitchens seems to be the favorite in Cleveland. No official hire there. The Denver Broncos seem to be down to two guys that they're making the decision between. Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator with the Chicago Bears, and also Mike Munchak, right, who is the other finalist out there in Denver as well. So down to two finalists are the Broncos, and we'll see exactly where John Elway does seem to go. It also looks like Gary Kubiak is going to be part of that staff, because the Broncos were denying teams left and right the opportunity to talk to Gary Kubiak. So we'll see exactly what happens there with the other coaching opportunities. The NFC jobs all filled. The AFC jobs are still wide open, and we'll see exactly how those do get filled. But the NFL playoffs continue right around the corner. Saturday and Sunday, we got two doubleheaders as the top two seeds in each respective conference, Taz, are now back in action. We know the matchups. Philly and New Orleans, and Dallas and L.A. out in Los Angeles, late game on Saturday, night game on Saturday, in the NFC and the AFC, Chargers and New England up there in Foxborough, and then you're going to get Colts and Chiefs out in Kansas City. So you got four big matchups,
yeah,
and I think four really intriguing games because of the way, you know, the game you'd probably make the most argument against being you know, a close game would probably be the one with the biggest spread, the Eagles and Saints, based on what we saw in the regular season. But I will say this. I think the offense has been better under Foles, and that defense is getting after quarterbacks, that defensive line.
I agree. I agree on everything you said about the Eagles, for sure. And they got a lot of momentum, and there's a lot of emotion behind their success coming off the Super Bowl win. They got their Super Bowl MVP heading up the deal for them and Foles. But as we know, playing the Saints in that dome is tough sledding, right? So that's why I think there's so much of a big spread there, point spread. So, but yeah, they're all going to be good games, though. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, and I think interesting storylines when you look at it. And we're going to have you covered here on Taz and the Moose.
That's right.
All over the course of the next two plus days. And we begin that with, interesting when we look at the head coach quarterback combination, right? Played a pivotal role in some of the hires we've seen. You know, Arians' relationship with Winston, Kingsbury out in Arizona with Rosen, developing the former UCLA star going into his second year for Josh Rosen. Quarterback-coach combinations, best and worst of the eight teams that are remaining here going into the divisional round, which is fascinating. And run through them real quick. Obviously, Eagles, you got Peterson and Foles, Chargers, Lynn and Rivers, Rams, McVay and Goff, Colts, Reich and Luck, Chiefs, Reed and Mahomes, Saints, Peyton and Breeze, Patriots, Belichick and Brady, Cowboys is Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott. Because we understand how important the quarterback position is in the NFL, Taz, and we watch it each and every week, and we do know, we have seen head coaches get in the way of teams who could be successful, but maybe a bad coaching decision here or there lead to their ultimate demise.
Yeah, you know, I'm laughing to myself because I'm looking at the names and the coaches. I'm thinking, which two men, as far as coach quarterback, would be least to go out and have a beer and some potato skins together as an appetizer? I would say Belichick and Brady.
I would probably agree with that.
I think
Belichick would go out for the...
alone.
Right. Brady would be like, you have any avocado?
Yeah. No, I mean, look at those two guys. They seem like they have a love-hate or hate-hate or love-love-hate-hate relationship. But regardless, yeah, no, I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting with the quarterback head coach matchups with these teams for sure. I mean, I don't know which one would be...
Well, right now, if I went through and I said the best quarterback combination... A quarterback coach combination that is of the eight that are left. There's a lot of ways. Historically speaking, Belichick and Brady,
right, of course,
are as good as it gets. But that's not the question we're talking about now, right?
Yeah,
the playoffs
right.
Where this weekend, Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Now Brees has played like an MVP this year. Sean Payton, we know the great success he's had down there in New Orleans. But are they the best of what is left remaining? It's close. I'm going to give a little curveball.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go Reed and Mahomes.
I got nervous because I thought you were going to go right. I heard the R, and you're going to go right. Because that's where I'm going. I'm like, oh, no, don't go where I'm going.
I'm going to go, even with his playoff failures and only getting to one Super Bowl, Taz, with the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm going to go Reed and Mahomes based solely, not necessarily on the brilliance of Andy Reid as a head coach. I'm going to do it based on the fact of Patrick Mahomes and the brilliance of him at the quarterback spot. He does it differently than everybody else.
Yeah,
and,
he does.
I think he's a game changer in the National Football League. I think what we saw this year is going to be kind of, maybe not 50 touchdowns, but I think you're going to see him throw for 40-plus touchdowns a lot over the course of his NFL career. He's a freak athlete at the position. And the one, you combo him athletically, Taz, with great work ethic, and he's a gym rat, you get what you see on the football field. He takes great pride in the job that he does and doesn't rest on any kind of success, and that's where you give Patrick Mahomes a lot of credit. So I think going into it, the best coach and quarterback combo, I'm going to go with Reed and Mahomes.
I'm going to differ a little bit, but for a second, I just want to say about Reed and Mahomes, it's tough to argue that. I think that it's great, and it's awesome to see such a young quarterback connect to such a veteran coach like Andy Reid. And that's, I think you got to give the credit to both men, where Andy Reid, you know, look, Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, you got to assume these two men don't have too much in common, let's be honest. There's a big gap of age, and really assume that really different type people. But they have something seriously in common, and that's winning and being successful and working hard. And it's tough to argue that connection that the Chiefs have, the Chiefs head coach and his quarterback have. But I would lean towards the Colts. I really love the – I think that connection with Reich and Andrew Luck. Look, they're 10 of 11. They've won 10 of 11, I should say, the Colts. And you can't argue. They are smoking hot. The Colts are the hottest team, I think, out of all eight right now going in. I would say the Eagles got a lot of momentum going in, but the Colts are hot. Man, they're a hot team. And that's because of that connection, in my opinion, of Reich and Andrew Luck. I really believe that. Andrew Luck is like almost reinvented himself here. And I think a lot of it has to do with Reich and Reich being a veteran quarterback. And he was never like the, he was a backup for the most part of his career. A guy who battled from underneath as a player and was a QB. He gets Andrew Luck. He understands Andrew Luck. I don't know. I would go Luck and Reich.
Yeah, I could see that. And to play to the point that you just made about both men, clearly the relationship there is strong. You mentioned about Luck reinventing himself. He doesn't drive the football like he did before the shoulder injury, but he puts it exactly where he needs to put it. And I feel like Reich has put his quarterback in the best possible position, Taz, to be successful. Offensive line, I know that was not Reich's doing, but offensive line has been great. But he realizes the asset the offensive line is, Taz, and he runs it.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to look at a quarterback and say, well, we got a great offensive line, and they become a pass-blocking team, and you're throwing it all over the lot.
Yeah.
They run it. They had a playoff game against the Texans on Saturday where they threw for 221 yards, and they ran for 200. You couldn't draw it up any better.
No. When you
That's
got
exactly
that,
what you want to do.
You're right. And when you have that, when you have that offensive line, why wouldn't you? And you drive it down people's throats, and we've seen that from the Colts. But yet, Andrew Luck, he's been great. He's been throwing the ball great, and I just think that it just seems like from afar, you know, we're not like in the, you know, not in their meetings, but seems like Reich, just really seems like Reich and Luck have a very good connection. And it works. I mean, it works. And the amount of yardage they're putting up offensively proves it. So, and you can say that about all these teams. That's why all eight are in.
Yeah, you can. All right. So you went best. You went Reich and Luck. Mine is Reed and Mahomes. Now we get to the worst.
Well, I was going to ask. Maybe we ask the gentleman behind
the
glass.
Oh, we're going to get them involved.
The two guys. Yeah. Well, they work on the show too. You know, I feel bad sometimes.
No,
we don't talk to them enough.
I thought we were just doing that when we do BCS. No.
Oh, you know.
I'm joking around.
No, guys.
Take it away, Mike.
No, because it's funny. It's just I feel bad. I just because I'm, you know, and I know you feel bad deep in your heart.
Well,
you know,
Bilotti was putting on his headphones.
Well, that's they're gigantic. It took him 10 minutes to put them on. They're gigantic.
15 minutes.
Yeah, he needed a forklift to put them on.
What brand are those, by the way?
Bad, it's called.
These are Talent headphones.
Oh, boy.
What?
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah, and Mikey
Wait,
B's...
they're called Talent headphones?
Yeah.
We put it on the Instagram. Mikey B's got the headphones, the blue ones. And
yeah, but at least his are a little stylish.
Oh, man.
Look at the big red cord above Bilotti's.
Bilotti's are just gigantic. And we put them on Instagram, right? It was Instagram. Yeah, they're just huge.
They are big.
And he wears them proud. He wears them proud.
I like the look.
Yeah. He looks like Jimmy the Greek. For Monday Night Football. Like,
there they
are.
But
they're doing on cameras.
I just landed a plane at LaGuardia.
I just found them. You have the double wire on top? Yeah, I just found them online.
Double wire, also called double wide.
Look at that. Very nice.
Okay. Who do you got there, Mike? Who do you got the best quarter?
I'm going with the Saints. I got Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Right now I think they are in a groove. They're at the best that they've been really as a team. Their chemistry is there. They communicate with each other. I trust them at home together. I love them in this spot.
All right. Pete Body.
Brady and Belichick, until they completely collapse, they're always number one.
Wow. That's a Jet fan speaking, folks.
I
never would have done that when I was a Jet fan. Never would have gave them credit. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, so now time for the worst combination.
All right.
And of the eight, one was clear to me. And it's Garrett and Prescott.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have the same. I figured we have the same, I should say. Yeah, I mean,
one was like, it just, yeah, it was like same. Glaring. Yeah. You're looking at it and saying, and Prescott last week was not great throwing from the pocket against the Seattle Seahawks. I get concerned about Garrett in these big matchups, changing what the Cowboys do best. I get he works down in Dallas and allows Jerry to be Jerry as owner of the Cowboys franchise, Taz. But I think they're the least successful, least experienced of the crew. So I would go Garrett and I would go Prescott as the worst quarterback coach combination of the eight remaining.
I have two words for you. Yeah. Me also. How's that? It's tough to argue that. Yeah, I mean. It feels like Garrett is just a second away, and we've felt like this for a while of being the next coach gone. Now he finds himself in this thing still. We know that there's some sort of a friendship or connection or love fest with Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, and Garrett. So he's very loyal to Garrett, and you know I feel like it just seems like Dak Prescott and Garrett and Garrett's a former quarterback. It just seems like. I don't know. It just doesn't. I mean, it's tough to pass judgment like this, but what the hell? I'm going to do it anyway. It seems like there's no chemistry between Garrett and Prescott. And that's me saying that from afar. But it's just my opinion, you know? So, but I agree. That's the worst combination.
See, we're in agreement with the Cowboys. All right. Biseglia, where do you go?
Same with you guys. I'm with Dallas.
Proud Giants fan
Garrett
right
and
there.
Prescott?
Folks. Yeah, yeah. He's going Garrett and
Pete?
Prescott. Yeah.
How about them Cowboys?
All right. So we're all in agreement. We're all in agreement on Dallas being the worst quarterback head coach combination. Now,
maybe we could have the social media team put out a poll.
Yeah.
I don't think you could put all eight on there, so we could only do four, I believe, right? Which you know Twitter very well. I mean, was it four options on Twitter?
Yeah, four options, correct.
Yeah. So how do we do this, Mike? You're going to talk to the team? What do we look at, Mike?
Yeah, I'll talk to the team.
You'll figure it out.
We just heard about this seconds ago.
Well, they listen in the control room, so in the newsroom, I mean.
Make sure you get the spelling right, team.
Yes, right. And we should get you've got to talk to Mr. Chernoff. We need a social media room. We need a room where our team can work, prep, and we could go in during breaks, Moose, you and I, and scold them.
I'd like to might have a little office.
I think we've earned that, I think, by this point, that we could prepare.
Yeah.
I just laugh.
Yeah. No, I'm right, with you, Taz. I don't even know what to add to that.
I just started laughing.
I'm with you, yes. I would think so as well.
There's a lot of office space on this floor. There really is empty spots, man. I don't know why we don't have an office deemed for us.
Right, I mean, we have a green room over there by the water cooler and the thing. Who sits in there?
But that's...
What guests do they bring in there, sit there by the water-stained water cooler?
And
then you got
machine.
The jug of brown water. And then like a random Yankee giveaway shirt.
If we ever have in-studio guests, I take them far, far away from that.
Right.
You put them at Starbucks downstairs.
We're going to get you. Tele back there, too.
So, just to describe it, we've got... in this cubbyhole, I would say, what was it, a 50 by 50 foot space?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Bad.
There's like two vending machines where oftentimes the food in there is stale.
It's rancid.
Right, nobody buys it.
Yeah.
You've got a water cooler. Next to the water cooler is a plastic, I would say, how would you describe it?
It's a garbage can without a bank.
Right. It's just filled with brown water.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That you would think has got some sort of bacteria growing in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
fungi,
there's a couple coffee machines.
Yeah, there is.
And
that
a
don't
fridge.
Work. That don't work.
And a microwave
that works.
Half broken.
But you open it, and it's like you got to wear a gas mask when you open
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, so maybe we could take that space.
Yeah, but that's the problem is we need to put a door on there. It's a good idea. We've got to put a door.
Move in a desk.
Move a desk, but ladies and gentlemen, there's no door in that room that moves.
No, there's no door, but
I have an idea. Let's get saloon doors that swing open.
I like that.
Sliding glass door.
No, saloon doors, like a little cowboy type.
Right,
thing.
And then we just put Taz and the Moose stickers all over the
all
place.
All over the place. Right. Little ones. Right. Yeah, all over. I think it's a great idea.
Why don't we do that one morning?
And the good thing is that's close to Mark Chernoff's office, so we'll be really close to him, which would be great.
No doubt. That would be fantastic. We should just take that space over.
No, we should show prep in Chernoff's office. He's got a gigantic office.
He's got a corner.
It's huge.
Right. It overlooks the Hudson.
We should show prep in there. He gets in here very early, but we could share that. He's a good man.
I think you're going to reconsider that.
Go really? In and, okay. and sit by the circular table.
He's got a big circular table.
Right.
He's got TVs on.
He's got the two TVs, and then he's got both radios going.
Yeah, yeah. Multiple radios.
CBS Sports Radio and WFAN.
So he's got big posters of Boomer and Geo in there. Huge. And so we could, you know... We could go in there and just prep in there. You know what I mean?
We'll love that.
We should do that.
What do you think? Mike, you going to talk to him for us?
No.
No. Honestly. All right. I go back to Bisseglia asking Mark to voice over our three.
God. I still couldn't believe he did that.
When Zach was on vacation, he said no.
For who?
Right. No. And then the next day, he was getting cellophane wrapped by Boomer on the WFAN morning show.
Rubbing up against Boomer.
Oh, you're kidding me. I was like, okay.
I can't do this. Oh, my God, bro, stop. Can't even talk.
I want to hear from you. We're going to put up a poll. It's going to be some variation of
some kind of poll.
It just went up.
It just went up.
Oh, they did
so,
it already.
Wow. Mikey B and our team is on top of it this morning. The poll is up at Taz of the Moose. Make sure you vote. Want to hear from you. Best and worst quarterback coach combination of the eight teams left in the NFL playoffs. Where are you going? Are you siding with Prescott and the Garrett and the Cowboys as the worst? Where are you going for the best? Want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, a Wednesday morning. It is Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS is your number to call. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, Moose, we're talking about for these eight teams now in the NFL that are rocking and rolling in the postseason here. You know, who has the best head coach quarterback combination? So we gave ours, and let's go to Pennsylvania and next Jared. Here's Jared. You're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. Jared.
What's up, man?
So AFC, you know, I think I was going between Mahomes and Reed, and Brady and Belichick, but I think you got to go with Brady and Belichick still. I know Brady's up in age. I know he doesn't have Gronk. You know, I know he hasn't played the best season of his career. But until they prove me wrong that they, you know, that Brady can't master a 2-minute drive or, you know, make the big plays, I think that you can't go wrong with Brady and Belichick in the AFC. And then the NFC, I think is pretty simple. It's got to be Breeze and Sean Payton. And then one other point I wanted to make quickly. I've called many times. I'm a big fan, listening to you guys every day going to work. And Taz, you seem to like to rip the NFC East a lot. But correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't two of the last four teams in the playoffs right now NFC teams?
Yes, they are. Yes, sir, they are. I know that. But they sucked.
True.
They sucked throughout the year.
Well, they don't suck because three.
No, they did. They did throughout the year, though, Jared. But you're right. No, you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. But they did. They were stinky early on. Let's be honest.
In the beginning, yes, it was bad.
That's why I said it, Jared. You know.
Well, you said it right now. You just.
Well, no, because it's annoying.
That is true.
I did say it right now. I did. You're right. And you know what? Jared, I'm going to stand by it. I don't think an NFC East team is going to win the Super Bowl because they suck. How about that? Okay.
Well, they won it last year.
Well, that was last year. I was also 10 pounds lighter last year. So, I mean, don't matter what last year is. You know what I'm saying, Jared? So that's it. Who's your worst? Which quarterback head coach combo is the worst for you? Jared?
I think Jared's gone.
Jared, hello.
He made his
hello?
Point.
Jared,
brought up the best.
Enough.
He
Jared,
wanted
hello?
To bring up the NFC East.
Jared.
The two of the four are left.
Hello.
And
Jared.
He
hello.
From there. Jared's gone. There's nothing left.
He made his hot take on a radio host.
He did. He's bothered. He was bothered by you continually ripping the NFC East.
What are you going to do?
That's what you want. That's what you want. The division wasn't great in the regular season, but two of the four are still alive.
I see his point. I'm just saying that, you know, I know he calls the show a lot. It's fine. You know, I mean, you know, I'm usually very, you know, I'm very nice to the callers. You know me. I connect.
I get it. You know. Bogish, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Moose. Taz.
Go ahead.
See you as well.
Yeah.
Where were we? Yes, this is not 6:30 still. I apologize. All the cool kids hired head coaches
Hold
yesterday.
On a second. Let me get something straight.
Yeah.
So you got one job.
One job. I just
and
had the wrong
you
thing
thought,
clicked.
You didn't know what time it was.
I had the wrong tab clicked.
That's
I apologize.
That's conduct undercoming for you. You're usually much sharper than
I walked in, you said, tweet this, vote this, retweet that, and then I heard a caller yelling at you, and I was preparing my defense of you.
Okay.
And I got flustered. I'm sorry.
All right. Go ahead, Haas. Go ahead.
The Cardinals hired 39-year-old... Is Moose leaving? 39-year-old Cliff Kingsbury as head coach yesterday, thus ending his days-long tenure as USC offensive coordinator. Now, the initial story on the Cards website yesterday pointed out that Kingsbury is friends with Rams head coach Sean McVay, as if that was a bullet point on his resume. After some internet ridicule, the team revised the story to say that McVay had offered Kingsbury a consultant role with the Rams after getting fired at Texas Tech.
But there was a trumpet.
Former Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians coming out of retirement to take over the Buccaneers. He's expected to reunite with Todd Bowles as defensive coordinator and put Byron Leftwich in charge of his offense. The Broncos reportedly on the verge of picking between Bears D coordinator Vic Fangio and Steelers O-line coach Mike Munchak, and Mike McCarthy apparently only interested in the Jets job. Not clear if he is Gangrene's top choice. Taz, that's up to you to figure out today before we're done. Okay, Jet fan.
Yeah, well, I told you what I think they're going to get. They're gonna, be, you know.
Eric Bieniemy.
That's what I think.
Right.
Eric Bieniemy. The J-E-T-E, Jets, S.
Yeah, Bieniemy.
How many C's in McCarthy?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, two. Any other spelling tests you want for me, you wise ass? Anything else? Earl Hershire, would you like to be in my crosshairs?
Yeah. No, never.
You bearded punk.
I'm just
curious.
Go ahead.
One last NFL note. Texas wide out Lil Jordan Humphrey declares for the draft. He's a first-round pick based solely on that first name. The Minnesota Timberwolves played their first game last night since firing head coach Tom Thibodeau.
Out to Russell Westbrook. The move to his left. Fire in the three. It's short. Offensive rebound. George. Put back. No. The horn sounds. The ball game is over. The Wolves have done it. They are ecstatic over on the Wolves bench as Ryan Saunders has won his coaching debut.
That's Alan Horton on T-Wolves Radio. 119-117, the final in OKC with Andrew Wiggins scoring a season-high 40. Klay Thompson hung 43 on the Knicks as the Warriors snapped their three-game home skid, 122-95. Nikola Jokic, 29.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting aggravated because now Jared, who called earlier, it's starting to it's really ticking me.
Is he back?
Off. No. He's saying about what I say about the NFC East, but it's the more I think about it, the more I'm right. I mean, does anybody in this room or behind that glass or anybody listening to us right now seriously think that the Dallas Cowboys, are going to beat the Rams?
No, I don't think so. But that his point was not necessarily this weekend's games. His point was that everyone ripped the NFC East and it was okay to do it or cool to do in the regular season because everyone loved to do it. But after they won two wild card games this past weekend, maybe it's time to let go.
Does any?
Yeah, but the Giants and the Redskins are still trash, no matter what.
They're the only NFC team with two teams left in the playoffs.
Does anybody think that don't matter? Does anybody think
division
that
as a whole?
Does anybody
matter.
Think the Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl again? Does anybody think they're going to beat the Saints? Come on, really?
No, but they've got a game to play.
I know.
Wait a second, Bogus, your point, there are bad teams and divisions all over the place.
Right, but the NFC East being trash was based on how bad the Giants and Redskins were, the flaws we saw in the Cowboys and Eagles.
Redskins didn't get eliminated until week 16.
Okay, they're not a good team, though.
They didn't get eliminated from the playoffs until the second to last week, so don't put them in the same category as your Giants.
Was there a one-win difference between the two of them?
No, hold on a second. The Giants started the year 1-7.
I know.
Stunk. They were there before we opened
the Giants
up, before we carved the turkey.
Washington the last time they played.
Who cares?
Well, I'm just answering your point. You told me to stop putting them together.
Hold on a second, Bogus. The Giants were eliminated from any sort of contention before we even carved the turkey.
Is that true?
Nah.
Is that true?
I'm bogus. Come on.
Yeah.
No, and why do you get to say whatever you want, but that you can't be checked by
because
it?
Because
the Giants were knocked out before Thanksgiving.
Andrew, it was a joke.
Well, okay, so why can't I respond?
Taz left.
I did
laugh.
I got the joke, Andrew. He's right. Why don't you take the joke?
I mean, funny.
I thought it was funny, too. Why can't you take the joke?
Is that real?
Yeah, really. Come on, why can't you say whatever you want? Why are you going to be the master of the hot take all the time, Andrew? Why?
The guy
not a hot take. I'm just trying to have a conversation.
Well, it's not working. Okay, and you didn't get the joke, Moose made it. I got it. Sense of humor.
Both the Eagles and Cowboys are 4-1 in their last five games. They're getting hot at the right time.
That's it.
See if you started Jared. See.
It could only be Jared.
I'm telling you right now. I know that I wasn't the only one on this show that ripped the NFC East during the middle of the football season. I'm to the NFL season. I'm telling you right now. And that's fine. I own it. I'm telling you right now that neither of those two NFC East teams are going to go to the Super Bowl. It's not happening.
Well,
they're going to be done this weekend. It's done.
All right. So overall quality, is the NFC East better than the NFC West? Bogus.
Is the NFC East better than the NFC West? I mean, I would have told you that before, because I thought Seattle was going to beat Dallas, and then they didn't.
Well, they're going to go regular season. I mean, you know, Arizona won three games. The 49ers won four.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in the NFC West. I would want to avoid the Rams. And I wouldn't want to play in Seattle.
If I'm going to look at trash teams at the bottom of the division, I mean, Cardinals have the number one overall pick. They're brutal.
The NFC West, top to bottom, was not a great division either, just like the East wasn't.
But you're gonna say the West was better because of the Rams.
I'm gonna say marginally better.
So I'm gonna look at overall quality. I think the NFC East was probably better because the Redskins are better than the 49ers and the Cardinals.
It's a little bit
more of a competitive division.
I guess
after the Garoppolo injury, I mean Nick Mullins a quarterback,
right?
Well, let's be honest, guys. The AFC East is the best division. We know
as always. Your Bills. Stop. Your Jets.
I'm joking, Jared.
Moose's Patriots.
Yeah, at least McDermott played well. Coached well.
He coached well.
He did.
Too bad he wasn't playing.
I know. He did coach well. All right, take it away. Are you done, Andrew?
I got to give you some college hoops. Top-ranked Duke cruising through Wake Forest last night, 87-65. Number 8, Texas Tech beat number 23, Oklahoma, 66-59. And number 12, North Carolina outscored 15th-ranked NC State, 90-82. Finally, some hockey. The Sharks stayed hot 7-2 over the Oilers. San Jose's won 4 straight and 6 of 7. Now I'm done.
Right. What happens on the other show you go on? Do you get beat up on there, too?
At times, yeah.
Really? I'm shocked. I thought it was all love fest with you guys on that show.
No. We're all friends. Sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. They spent 3 days crushing my career last year.
Oh, that must have been riveting.
So, yeah, I thought so.
When was that?
I was on vacation when it started, so sometime late summer.
This past summer?
Yeah, when Sean decided that he should be my agent and I should give up doing games.
No, you're a good player.
And
good job
spent like 3 days destroying me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I've heard you do football play-by-play. You do a good job.
So it was a slow August day.
You'd have to ask him his motivation on that day. I wasn't here. All of a sudden, I was getting tweets and texts that he was destroying me.
I hate to compliment you publicly, but I do think you have some sort of quasi-potential maybe future in play-by-play. I mean, not a full-time living.
Can you see me blushing?
Yeah. Not like making a lot of money. I just think you'll have more games in your future.
I won't be hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Ringing endorsement.
I'm Andrew Bogish.
No, you do a good job.
That's a great job at Delaware.
I'm like the NFC East of broadcasters, is that what you're saying?
You're like the Blue Hen Man.
Okay.
You're not the NFC East.
Well, is he West?
No. You do a good job.
All right, we're done.
I'm leaving.
We are done. Yeah, Moose is right. We're done. Enough. Go.
Honestly.
Go hang out with your other friends in the newsroom. Go.
Marash is ready.
You can hang out with all your friends.
He just arrived. He's eating his bacon, egg, and cheese.
Go sit there and eat eggs and drink orange juice with your new friends. Your old friends. Go. Get out. Get out.
Very nice.
Goodbye. See ya.
Jerry Jones, a new toy for Mr. Jerry Jones. We'll get into that next. Taz, Moose. It is a Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Certainly is a Taz and Moose on a Wednesday morning. Ricky Ricardo, who had an unbelievable call.
Love that guy.
Yeah, very good guy. He's going to join Taz and myself coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:20 Eastern time, 5:20 Pacific, so look forward to that. There are only two wins away from heading to the Super Bowl. Who will it be? Perennial contenders, the New England Patriots, led by the legendary Tom Brady. Or will Philip Rivers and the Los Angeles Chargers punch their ticket to the AFC Conference Championship game, the final? The action kicks off with the NFL Today, powered by Ram Trucks, at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS, home of Super Bowl 53.
Wow. All right, well, I've got to say, we upped the music game here, rejoin stuff. It's good. I just had to point out to our great audience
you
and
did.
To our
you
great production
You did a nice job
team.
Picking some music. I don't want to take all the credit.
No,
I'm giving you credit.
Thank you very much.
I am giving you credit.
Mike deserves some credit, and so do you, and so does what's his name, Pete the Body.
I didn't.
All right, so there was a big announcement yesterday, Taz.
Yes.
So explain, because I followed a little bit on social media, and I did not know that it was coming yesterday, but right. AEW Wrestling.
Yes.
The Jacksonville Jaguars ownership group is involved as well, right?
Yes, correct.
They signed Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho is one of the bigger signings to it. It's basically, like you said, the Jaguars, the Khan family, they are the ones who are more or less financially backing this. This is a new wrestling promotion that's starting out for this year, and they're looking to do big things. I mean, they had a big rally yesterday in Jacksonville, right in front of the stadium there in Jacksonville where the Jags play. And coincidentally enough, this is funny, the WWE was getting ready to do their SmackDown Live event, big giant event, in the stadium, in the Coliseum, right next to it. So they were like, you know, just a couple hundred yards away.
So that's on purpose.
Oh, of course, yeah. Because
right.
you got 20,000 wrestling fans that are going to go to the WWE event.
And they're showing up as you announce the new AEW.
Correct. They're going to show up early, and they pumped it out on social media. Guys like Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson, they're the brain trust behind this. Great wrestlers for a lot of years, and big success for those three men, Cody in WWE and obviously in Japan, and Ring of Honor. Same with the Bucks. Young Bucks, very successful in Japan.
And Cody is the son of Dusty.
Dusty Rhodes, right, and the brother of Goldust. So tremendous talent, tremendous smart guy. Brandi Rhodes, his wife, Cody's wife, she's the chief brand officer, branding officer, so she's involved also. She's a very intelligent woman. And they had this rally yesterday, and it's really interesting because the Jacksonville Jaguars are big time behind this. And, you know, they started announcing some of the talent that they signed, you know, and I think some more names are going to come out real soon here who they've signed. So it was a big thing. And I just think it's cool that somebody like the Khan family, with all the money they have and success, and the Jacksonville Jaguars success that they're getting in the pro wrestling business. Now, a lot of people think, Moose, that, okay.
Well, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah,
point off that for a second.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
No,
because I'm just from afar here, and, you know, being a fan of the WWF, then WWE, and I like the WCW as well.
Right.
And Ted Turner, and I enjoyed watching that, and that was a ECW, great era for professional wrestling.
Yep.
Let me ask you, though, Taz, do you think the WWE has gotten so big that it is difficult to now present real competition for them? Because in essence, this is going to be competition for the WWE, right?
My short answer to that is no.
No.
No, because there is no competition in WWE.
Okay, so
in my opinion.
This is not going to be a WCW, ECW.
I don't think so. They are going to, AEW is going to get a TV deal. I think they're already talking TV. Some folks thought that would be announced at the rally, who their TV partner is. But that didn't happen yet. I guess they're still waiting. Also, Kenny Omega is a huge star in Japan, and good friends with Cody and the Young Bucks. And a lot of people are wondering where Kenny Omega is going to end up, because WWE is courting him heavy. And he's an amazing wrestler, amazing.
Okay.
And everybody thought he'd be at the AEW rally and announced that he's all in. He signed his contract.
I read he's leaving Japan, right?
Yeah, he is. So WWE wants him bad. Everybody thinks he's going to go to AEW, but he wasn't there. Omega wasn't there. But back to this WWE thing and the competition thing. Here's the thing, man. It's so hard to compete with WWE, because this is not just the money that the McMahons have or the money the Khans have, because the Khans probably have more money than McMahon. Okay, the Khans are like insanely wealthy, like insane, 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 insane. And the thing is, you can't compete with the WWE. They're a publicly traded company. They have just decades upon decades of success in sports entertainment, and have built just a monster that to compete with them, the Khan family would have to invest millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. I don't see the Khans doing that. I see the Khans waiting to get in bed with the TV partner and having a TV partner spend the money up front. You know, that's usually how you start out. These guys are rich people because they usually don't spend their own money.
Right. I understand.
You know what I mean? Sure. That's usually what rich people do.
So then, what? I guess my question then is, if it's not going to be competition for the WWE, then what's the end game?
It's giving wrestling fans an alternative, a true alternative for professional wrestling, not being ashamed to say professional wrestling. Now, we've seen this like Ring of Honor and stuff. We've seen this before with TNA. But this is a little different, because these guys, Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, and Cody Rhodes, and this guy Hangman Page, this group of guys, casual wrestling fans, maybe not don't know some of these names. But I could tell you, the brand that these guys have built for merchandising and what they've done in Japan and what they've done here in the independent scene, they've made tons of money and have an amazing cult following.
Okay.
So there is they announced their first event, I believe, is going to be in Las Vegas in the springtime at one of the big casinos. And then they have another event that's MGM Grand is where they're doing their first big event. Okay, AEW. The thing is this.
When is that event?
May
you remember?
25th.
Well, so it's in the spring.
May. Yeah, it's the spring. Okay. Yeah, it's in May. I think I could be wrong on that.
Okay,
extra
so
number
the first there. Big event in May.
Yeah. So the thing is, as far as competition, you know, it's... I think eventually they can. What they're claiming is,
I'm not saying right away, but eventually down the line. I mean, they're looking any business you want to get
into. May 25th.
You do want to grow. I mean, your goal is, and I know there's a big enough piece of the pie to where you could get a if you get a percentage of that pie, you're doing well based on depending on your financial commitment
right.
to that endeavor.
There, yes, there is a pro wrestling is weird. There's different types of fans for different types of companies, and it's kind of clicky like that. So they're going to make money. AEW are going to have success. I don't think they're going to try to just per se compete with WWE right away. How can you? You know, all the platforms, massive platform WWE has with their own network.
Well, you can with stars and storylines.
But yeah, you have to build stars.
Yeah, it's true.
And so that's why they're bringing a guy like Chris Jericho in, because he's an established star. But Chris Jericho, and I think Chris is great. He still goes out there, wrestles his ass off, and he's pushing 50. But he's not, there's no knock on Chris. And I love Chris.
He's not 35 years old.
Yeah, he's not the per se future, but a guy like Hangman Page, hold on. Hangman Page is the future.
Okay.
Now, Hangman Page is, I don't know how old he is. He's probably 27, 26 years old. And this kid, most people don't know him yet, but he's Seth Rollins better. That's how good he is.
Oh, he really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's really that good.
All right.
Yeah.
So then, Taz, does this present an option for WWE stars to go there?
Absolutely. This creates a little bit more of some leverage for the talent. It depends how much, you know, they're going to be judged on everything. They were judged on this rally. They're going to be people are behind them because people want, we've seen other promotions try to compete with WWE and they just get destroyed. But what a lot of these smaller promotions are doing, they're working together. So they're trading talent. So they're working together to try and eventually knock down or just affect the monster. You know, that's what they're trying to do. And that's how it was many years ago when Vince McMahon's father was the promoter of WWF. There were all regional promotions all over the country and the world, and they would trade talent. And then when Vince Jr., this current Vince McMahon Jr., he came in and he killed all of the territories. He wanted
it all.
He wanted, and he did. And that's not a knock on him. He's just an ultra competitive guy. And then it was like, okay, well, that's all gone now. Like,
right.
You know, so now it's like, I think Vince loves competition. He says it, and I think he believes it. And I think if you had Vince McMahon right here on the air, he'd say, I'm rooting for these guys. I hope they do great. And I think he'd mean that. I'm not kidding.
Really?
I really mean that. I think as he got older, he understands how great competition is, and he loves it. I'm not saying he's going to help them. But you know, he won't acknowledge them.
Now, the interesting thing to me is that, you know, reading, you know, the tea leaves and watching it when I can, but buddies of mine that are huge fans of the WWE, Taz, and are locked in each and every week, they've not exactly been enthused
no.
with Raw.
No.
And not been enthused with the way the product has been. Not taken away from the wrestlers and what they do in the ring. The storylines, who's getting pushed, and everything like that. So I do think it's interesting to where, I mean, each and every Monday night, you know, buddies of mine would text me and be like, man, Raw is just brutal tonight. And I find it interesting to see that, and that has been kind of like the golden boy.
Yeah.
When you think about Monday Night Raw and growing up watching it when it first launched, and you know, tremendous. I find it interesting that this is now launching because there seems to be a lot of WWE fans that are upset with where the product is right now,
and rightfully so, because the product is men's and men's at best, and that's the thing. There's always a turnover of fans. Younger fans will gravitate quicker to WWE, and that's just the way it's always been. Where once people get a little bit older, now they're like, now I want to rather watch UFC. I'm kind of, these storylines are played out. I don't like this. That's where AEW comes in, and I do think they're going to be an alternative. And it's going to be another option of pure pro wrestling and stuff that you kind of saw back in the day. And I think that's what we're going to do. They're going to do with younger athletes, newer athletes in the female division and the male division.
All right, so May 25th, that's Memorial Day weekend, I believe,
it must
right?
be, yeah.
It's got to be Memorial Day weekend.
It's at the MGM Grand in
Who's
Vegas.
The biggest star, do you think, that headlines that AEW event?
Well, AEW right now, I mean, they're still building their roster. But
right, they're still building their roster, but do you think it's Omega? Do you think he's their biggest star?
If he signs them, he would be. I mean, or you could say Cody, you know, Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
The Young Bucks also. They got a lot of stars there.
They got
a good roster. Hangman Page, like I said, they got a legitimate roster. They got a lot of good guys.
It would say something, though, if Omega ends up with them. And
if
not
Kenny
the
Omega
WWE.
Ends up there, that's big time. That's big time.
We'll get to the three.
They're doing good, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to follow. It certainly is. Competition is good. We'll get into the three biggest headlines you need to know on this Wednesday morning. It's Taz and Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.